This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Advocacy groups want Colorado to deny a Trump administration's request for personal information about Medicaid enrollees. The Associated Press reported the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services gave information on Medicaid enrollees from three other states, including immigration status, to the Department of Homeland Security. That department includes Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The Colorado agency overseeing Medicaid confirmed it's received a similar request, but has not yet complied. Heather Tritton is president and CEO of the Colorado Children's Campaign.
We would love for them to figure out a plan that does not involve handing over the data.
Health and Human Services has said the move is within its legal authority. The Mesa County Sheriff's Office is investigating a deputy's use of a group text chat that alerted immigration officers to a Utah college student passing through Colorado. Investigator Alexander Zwink has been placed on administrative leave. Zwink pulled over a 19-year-old native of Brazil for following a truck too closely. He shared the data about her with federal officials, including immigration agents. Shortly after that, she was stopped by ICE and placed on immigration detention. Colorado prohibits law enforcement from sharing information with immigration officials in non-criminal cases like this one. The senior pastor at a Colorado Springs evangelical megachurch has resigned. The Gazette reports Brady Boyd resigned from his 18-year-old post at New Life Church last week. Boyd had come under scrutiny in recent weeks for allegations that he knew about sexual encounters with a minor had by a former boss.